Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters. I host the midday show on KEXP. We're at 90.3 FM in Seattle and at kexp.org, streaming worldwide. Today, I'm beginning the podcast with a song from the debut album from Texas band Loma. They're comprised of Jonathan Myberg. He's in the band Shearwater, along with Emily Cross and Dan Dzinski from the band Cross Record. A friend suggested that the two bands tour together, and a mutual respect came out of that time spent together, along of a shared musical knowledge and love of nature and animals. The resulting debut album from Loma is intimate, expansive, full of atmospheric songs, and Emily Cross's luminous vocals. Here's the song Black Willow. It's Loma on KEXP's Music That Matters podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Austin band Brownout. They unleashed the Brown Sabbath Project in 2014 with their first volume, and the critics loved it. So did hardcore Black Sabbath fans, and most important of all, Ozzy Osbourne himself. They stayed true to their Latin funk roots, and now they've come out with Brown Sabbath Volume 2. Actually, that came out a couple years ago, but I've been wanting to share it here on the Music That Matters podcast because the album just rocks so hard. You just heard the song Supernaut, and again, that was Brownout. Something Familiar is the second album from Seattle-based artist Peter Michelle, who performs and records under the name Ebu. You just heard the wistful pop song Junipero from the brand new album. And Brood was the song from Seattle electropop duo Crater. Their wonderful new album is called Unearth. And more local music before that, Laura Veers. She'll release The Lookout. It's her 10th solo full-length album, and it comes out on April 13th. Written and produced on the heels of her acclaimed album with Nico Case and Katie Lang, Laura draws on the talents of a bevy of friends on her new recording, including Jim James and Sufjan Stevens, who help on vocals. You just heard Everybody Needs You from Laura Veers. And Loma started off the set with the song Black Willow from their new self-titled debut album. Up next, the OCs, or kind of. John Dwyer sets aside the OCs' psych-tinged garage punk and revives his early OCS moniker for the gentle psych folk album Memory of a Cut-Off Head. And former band member Bridget Dawson is prominently featured throughout the record on vocals and keyboards. Here's the song On and On Corridor from OCS on KEXP's Music That Matters podcast.
Love, oh. ever owned a car or you rent a car, you have a company car, then count that up. Add it to an ever-growing list of things you can't claim or credit for. If your mother had a job and your dad had a job when you were growing up, then count that up. In another country and waltz through passport control and count that up. One more stamp in the book you'd like to call I own my own genius.
Count it up.
If you get to choose the clothes you wear and how you cut your hair, then count that up.
You can turn on the tap and your kids can drink the water. thinking about leaving. I've been here a few times before. The only thing that I believe in is on the other side of the door. She said, go as you are, but don't come back the same. If you don't get too far, you got no one to blame. No one.
Curtis Harding with the fantastic song Go As You Are. Iggy Pop described the Atlanta artist as one of America's most credible and genuine musical talents. With production help from his friends Sam Cohen and Danger Mouse, Curtis Harding's second album, Face Your Fear, is a wonderful set of 70s-influenced soul and funk. Django Django in that set, the Scottish band's new album, Marble Skies, is filled with dance-friendly pop grooves, as evidenced by the song you just heard called In Your Beat. Field music ahead of Django Django. That's the British brother duo Peter and David Brewis. You just heard the song Count It Up from the new album Open Here. David Brewis has described the track as being written in part as a way of processing his anxieties about his hometown of Sunderland after it became the first municipality in Britain to vote for Brexit. And OCS starting off that set with On and On Corridor. Coming up next, here's No Age. I'm a big fan of this duo out of Los Angeles. Here's something from their fantastic new record, Snares Like a Haircut.
I was Understanding. Saw salesman hard branding Campari commissions. I was sitting in the kitchen trying to guess where she was living now. Hotel room in Houston with the shades against the sunshine. Or maybe still in Scranton like it's 1999. When I saw her rolling through with the entitlement crew, I wasn't all that into it, but there was nothing I could do about it. Now here's the church, here's the steeple. I like the party favors, but I hate the party people. Got distracted by the chorus when the kids all sang along. Move to the rogue set. I always really liked that song. You like that song too? I know that you do. I saw your mouth and all the words when you didn't know I was watching you. Everything is brittle and it's breaking apart. Your sister's in Seattle and she's sleeping with the sharks. I remember you used to play in this park. Thanks for listening, thanks for understanding. Can't you see how I feel been abandoned? Never got to say goodbye to you. Did my best in the entitlement crew. Landing, tequila takeoff, Colfax cookout, Pillsbury bake-off. Too many cracks in the bathroom, too many kooks in the kitchen. It would probably be easier if I knew where she was living now. I know you probably feel the same way as I feel. Like I'm not sure we could pull off such an intricate deal. Now all of it's killer, but it's coming up quick. And your brother's in Boston and he's acting like a dick. I remember back before we knew he was sick. Thanks for listening, thanks for understanding. Can't you see how I feel been abandoned? Never got to say goodbye to you. Did my best in the entitlement crew. Did distant systems in the dark and people dancing. Thanks for listening, thanks for understanding. Not allowed to the American rules. Get my fist to the inside of the crew. Thanks for understanding. Tequila the takeoff, Tecate landing. Never got to say goodbye to you. Give my best to the entitlement crew.
It wasn't with me. Hey, that's fine, it's about time I let go. But whatever curse you put here in me, well, can you lift it, babe, before I hit the road? You were a charmer, I was a heartbreak junkie. You were a diamond, I was the heap of fool's gold. You were the jet plane, I was a parachute failing. I was the cheap air when you were the centerfold. Then my sunset heart on Carolina, where she howled about the Pender County line, and her six-string fingers ran the length of some boy's body. In younger dreams I thought that body might be mine. You were a cold crush, I was a heartbreak junkie. Now you're a mother and I'm a flashback son. Yeah, I'm a wasteland, you've got all your milk and honey. And back then I swore you were the only one. So just to tell me, baby, I've been dying to know how to give up, get out, stay gone. Make me not wanna go back to the girl that I had before. She was so sweet, baby, so sweet, baby. I can reconcile what I ripped into. That half-hazard, half-hearted love.
was Heartbreak Junkie from Louisiana-born, Portland, Oregon-based Kyle Kraft. His second album, Full Circle Nightmare, is filled with rollicking folk rock and boisterous glam songs, all delivered in his distinctive voice. Brooklyn band The Hold Steady recorded two new songs back in November, including that one called Entitlement Crew. It's the first new music from the band in nearly 4 years and the first studio recording to feature longtime keyboardist Franz Nicolai since way back in 2008 and their beloved fourth album, Stay Positive. Great to hear new music from The Hold Steady. Bat Fangs, that is a duo comprised of Betsy Wright from DC band X-Hex and Laura King from North Carolina band Flesh Wounds. They play straight up rock and roll with crunchy guitar riffs and pounding rhythms. They're so much fun. That song called Turn It Up comes from the debut album from Bat Fangs. And Moaning with the song The Same, that band is born out of the DIY music scene in Los Angeles, and they've got a post-punk sound that is totally infectious, a new self-titled album from Moaning. And No Age starting us off with a song Drippy from the new album Snares Like a Haircut. That was so much fun. Thank you so much always for listening to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Feel free to reach out to me anytime. I'm Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at kexp.org. And until next time, keep listening to great music on KEXP, where the music matters.